Here's the routine at the Grease Palace, just so you can picture me. What you doing? I usually take that afternoon snooze. And I'll wake up about 6:15, 6:20. Lumber into the kitchen. By then, my funny little honey returns home. And we spend a nice an hour or so discussing our day, comparing notes as dinner is being prepared. Well, last night, I noticed unusual behavior. I looked out the window of the Foxhall Road estate, and I saw a strange vehicle pulled up at the neighbor's house. Upon closer inspection, I realized it was the neighbor dressed completely in leather. And I've never seen him wear leather before. I said, honey, hand me the binoculars. So I grabbed my binoculars, and I'm looking out the window, and I see not only is he dressed completely in leather, he's wearing knee-high boots with spurs. He's got brass knuckles on with spikes in them. And he's unloading huge, gnarled and twisted vascular sex toys. I saw a whip. I saw handcuffs. I'm thinking, what the hell? I pulled on my seal suckers. And as he went inside, I tippied across the lawns, left the hedges, and dove into his rhododendrons. Slowly, inching my way to the window, I looked inside and was shocked. There, his naked wife was splayed on the bed. Wrists and ankles handcuffed to the bedposts. She had whipped cream on her belly. And he stood at the foot of the bed, twirling that whip over his head, getting ready to strike a blow. I thought, my God! The window was open a crack, and just before he struck, I heard her say, on second thought, honey, I think I'd rather just put up with the hiccups.
The Grease Man Show, DC 101.